90.5 WKAR in Current State. Welcome back. I'm Mark Bayshore. Yesterday was Election Day in Lansing and East Lansing, and in both cities there will be some new faces on their respective city councils. In Lansing's at-large city council race, incumbent Carol Wood won re-election. She'll be joined by newcomer Patricia Spitzley as an at-large member. Adam Hussein ousted incumbent Aylin Bowles in the first ward. He joins his mother, Jody Washington, on the council. She was re-elected in the third ward. Lansing voters also approved an amendment to the city charter, placing new restrictions on contracts awarded to at-will city employees. Now, in East Lansing, Mayor Nathan Triplett lost his bid to stay on the city council, finishing fourth in a race for three seats. The top vote-getters were Mark Meadows, Shanna Draheim, and Eric Altman, who all joined me here in Studio S. I'll point out that we spoke with Nathan Triplett a little bit ago. He expressed pride in the campaign his team ran, and he wished the newly elected council members good luck.
There's been, over my 8 years on council, a real change in the tone of the community dialogue, especially over the course of the last 2 years. And throughout that time, and sort of the rise of the negativity and the personal attacks, I'm very proud that we've stayed focused on results for the community and on a positive vision for our future. So in that regard, I have no regrets, and I'm looking forward to doing what I can in a different capacity to help keep East Lansing moving in the right direction.
Former East Lansing Mayor Nathan Triplett. We want to welcome all three victors here, though, to a Current State. Mark Meadows, Shanna Draheim, and Eric Altman. Welcome. Good to see all of you. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Well, we did reach out to all five of the non-incumbents running for East Lansing City Council to appear on the show today, intending to talk with those who would be new to the council. You're all here. Aside from whatever optimism you might have had about your own chances to win a seat on the council, did any of you expect Nathan Triplett to finish fourth and lose his seat?
Well, I guess I could say that during the last 2 weeks of the campaign, the polling that was done during that time period did indicate that Nathan had dropped to fourth place in the polling. Polling doesn't mean anything until a vote takes place, but the vote last night was reflected by the polling, and that drop seemed to start almost immediately after the negative campaigning in the community began by the chamber. So I think that you can link the two of those together, that prior to that time, Nathan seemed to poll in second place pretty consistently, but there was a precipitous drop after that negative campaigning began.
We'll point out, Nathan is still going to be mayor for a while, so you will be sworn into office at the next council meeting on November 18th. Early on the agenda will be the selection of one of the five of you to serve as mayor. Do any of you want to move into the mayor's job?
Well, I guess the council will decide that, right? Well, the 17th, actually.
I guess they will.
Absolutely.
Any of it, Shanna, are you interested in the job?
I am interested in making sure we have somebody who's going to really lead the city forward. I think I am still reeling and celebrating the results of last night and need to digest all of that. But I am looking forward to just making sure we have a good, strong leader with a strong vision.
Eric Altman, you interested?
Not this cycle.
Okay. Mark, you've been mayor before. You've served on the council before. Are you interested?
You know, I'm interested in seeing a council that moves together forward on all of the issues that East Lansing has facing it. And, I think it's important to really underline the fact that this is a collegial body and that we're going to rise or fall together during the next 4 years serving together.
And specifically, Eric Altman, I know you were targeted by the mailer that was issued by the Chamber of Commerce. What impact do you think that had on the results? If I remember correctly, I seem to recall that you said that voters should interpret the chamber's opposition to you as an endorsement.
Sometimes,
am I oversimplifying that or not?
No, my response to the mailer, and it wasn't just one, there were about three by my count. They hit it pretty hard. You know, my interpretation was that I made some powerful people pretty angry. And sometimes when you do that, it's an indication that you're doing something right and you're raising issues that people don't necessarily want to talk about. And so that did not get me down. That rallied the community in a really important way to set an important precedent, which is that outsiders can't hijack our elections.
You very publicly, Mark Meadows, denounced or did not accept the endorsement of the Chamber of Commerce. Is that putting it accurately?
Well, I did. I was endorsed by the Chamber of Commerce. What I did is I denounced the negative campaigning. I don't know who was responsible for that in terms of putting that together, but putting on my old hat as chair of the House Democratic Campaign Committee, I'd say that that was a very bad decision, and it was very poorly executed to begin with. First of all, it wasn't very accurate. So, you know, as it happens, I think that the people in this community who are among the most intelligent people in the entire country rejected the idea that they were going to be led down a road of negative campaigning. It's the first time it happened in East Lansing, to my memory, and hopefully it's the last time it's going to happen.
Mark Meadows, Shanna Draheim, and Eric Altman are our guests here on Current State. They were elected to the East Lansing City Council last night. Shanna, clarify for us why you think you were successful and what you want to accomplish on the council.
Yeah, I think I was successful. I spent a lot of time talking to voters at their doors and bringing to them what I think is a vision for the city of East Lansing. I'm very optimistic and positive about a vision for our future. And I think that resonated. I think I brought a set of expertise and skills. Even though I'm a relative newcomer, I was a Spartan, but I have only lived here for 11 years. I have deep connections in the city. And I think people knew that and understood that my vested interest in terms of really seeing this place be a world-class university town. I think that message resonated. I think people really wanted to talk about that a lot with me.
Is it important for members of the council to be on good terms with the chamber? And I feel obligated to ask that because of the role that they played this time around. Eric, is it important for you to be on good terms with the chamber? Are you going to try to get back on better terms?
The ball is in their court at this point. They made a bad decision. It's up to them to set it right. And of course, I'm willing to work with anybody who wants to work with the city and do good things for East Lansing, but ball's in their court.
And remind for our listeners who maybe weren't following this really closely, remind our listeners what they said that involved you.
Well, they said a lot of things that were distorted and wrong and negative about my votes and my actions in the community the past few years. And it was just a textbook, silly, negative smear campaign.
You served on a public commission, correct?
I did. I'm currently on the planning commission.
Okay.
I will have to resign that position. And I made some votes that I would make again in the same way. And once you look at the context of those votes, it's clear that I was on the same page as the city council ended up in the end, and the mailers from the Chamber of Commerce just completely distorted my record and the context.
Is there an issue? I mean, development would seem to be at the heart or the subtext at the very least, if not the forefront of what the issues are in this election. Cut through the confusion for us here, Mark. Was the attitudes about development and incentives for developers, was that really the 800-pound gorilla in the room here during this election?
Well, I think from the point of the chamber anyway, I would say that clearly it's the incentives that was the issue, because none of the three of us are anti-development. Obviously, we want East Lansing to move forward. Development to take place and redevelopment to take place in the downtown where appropriate. I think the question was, how do you award, if you are going to award, incentives for developers to develop properties in the way that maybe we have set a vision for? And in the case of some of the development that has taken place in the downtown, I think each one of the three of us has disagreed with some of the council decisions. That doesn't mean that there won't be the use of tax increment financing in the future, but I think all of us would like to see sort of a plan set forth that talks about when and how we will determine those things so the public is more aware of what it means.
And do you think Nathan Triplett was unsuccessful last night because of his attitude toward TIFs and other incentives, Shanna?
I think that the people in this community definitely feel very strongly about TIFs. And it was when I talked to people, you know, they had a lot of thoughts about this. But I also think, you know, they understand that sometimes this can be a really valuable economic development tool. So but
it's
I
a
do
part of the landscape.
It is.
Right?
It absolutely
and I,
is.
Do all of you accept that? You all accept TIFs as just part of the part of the economic development landscape?
It's one of a set of large tools that are available to municipalities to encourage the right kind of development, good development.
Talk to us about the corner of Abbott and Grand River here. There's been several efforts at redevelopment over the years, but we're still looking at blight there. What needs to happen to jumpstart this process, assuming it needs jumpstarting? Mark Meadows?
Well, yeah, I don't know that we can call it jumpstarting. We really can't do anything with regard to that corner in terms of the development process until February, when the current owner of the property will have the opportunity to redeem from the foreclosure that took place there. I don't think that that redemption will take place, primarily because the bank, the lending organization, had bid on its own foreclosure at such a high rate that it's unlikely that a developer will be able to come up with that kind of money. So we're going to probably be dealing with a new developer of some kind at that location. I think the city needs to step in and become part of that process, that negotiating process, in attracting someone to build an architecturally significant on our building on our main corner that meets all of the criteria that have been set out for diversity and age and economy and business in the downtown area.
Shanna, anything to add to that?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think it's a critical space in our city. It's the gateway to our community, and we heard it resoundingly. I'd like to, you know, see us really think creatively and partner with whoever comes to the table. There's been some really interesting, you know, Mark mentioned architecturally interesting things. The Broad did this really great exhibit, and I'd love to bring us together as a community and really have that conversation about aspiration. What should that look like?
And Eric Altman, what about you?
I would echo the statements of Mark and Shanna, but I would also add that I think right now nobody really understands the posture or history of that project very well, and I think that putting together some sort of resource that's available to the public explaining the history of that project and the underlying properties would be valuable to help people understand what's happened, and would be invaluable for other potential investors and developers to figure out what they'd be getting into if they wanted to build something there.
We're talking with the three newly elected members of the East Lansing City Council, Eric Altman, Mark Meadows, and Shanna Draheim. The idea of an income tax in East Lansing has been raised. Mark Meadows, do you support instituting a city income tax?
No. You know, I thought it was interesting that there was a newspaper article that my wife said to me, "Oh, I see that you want to have an income tax." And I said, "No, I didn't
say that."
You don't
talk about this at home?
Exactly. What I said was that I felt that we should study, really, essentially any type of proposal to increase the revenues that the city might have to provide services to its people. But I've always said, and we've studied this before, that a citywide income tax would have to be coupled with the elimination of the city's property tax for operating purposes, which is about 17.6 mils. So there would be a net positive cash flow for our citizens if that worked. We've studied it before and decided it didn't work, but I don't have a problem with studying it again.
We've been talking with Mark Meadows, Eric Altman, and Shanna Draheim, the three winners in yesterday's East Lansing City Council election. They'll be sworn into office on November 17th. Congratulations to all of you. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Glad to be
Thanks
here.
Thanks for having us.